the album, and the first one he produced. He's been playing since he was 15, professionally since 18. He's like 39 now and released probably a dozen albums. So I'm out of here now. I've been enjoying playing music for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening. And if you did, tell your friends and get them in here too. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. And right now you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next time. What do you need?
Absolutely great sounds there of Back of the Moon with Lumsden's Rant from their album Luminosity. And you are all more than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show with myself, Alex Cumming, giving you an hour of folky and acoustic-y, traditional singer-songwritery goodness for the next hour, because that's what an hour of music is. It's definitely one of those days today. It is Labor Day, after all. It's a holiday, so we're all in a slight holiday spirit. And in the theme of Labor Day, as well as playing some of my favourite tracks and some new releases, we'll also be playing some awesome Labor Day themed tracks as we go along. And we have some new music this week from the likes of Jim Moray and the next band, Wee Banjo 3, who have just released a brand new live album. And this is a track from that live album called Roots to Rise, and it is called Trying to Love. We'll be right back.
looking for someone to light my load. And the rain it tears, and the wind that blows, and my eyes fill up and dampen my soul. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. As I hear it call, my heart goes sore. No birds they sing, like doves they grow. And as the heavens open, my soul it howls. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying. I say, you know I'm better off without you anyway. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love.
Got to absolutely love live albums. There's something just magical that absolutely catches the magic of seeing a band live from your living room. It's brilliant. That was Wee Banjo 3 with Trying to Love from their brand new live album, Roots to Rise. So yes, as I mentioned before, as it's Labor Day, we're going to be doing some Labor Day themed songs. We're going to be doing work songs, labor songs, some union songs, scattered amongst the rest of our usual music as well. And we're going to move straight on to one of those with an absolutely fabulous song written by Woody Guthrie, The 1913 Massacre, A True Story. And I thought to tie the family together, I thought I would have Arlo Guthrie giving his version of his dad's song, 1913 Massacre. So here is Arlo Guthrie with Woody Guthrie's song, 1930 Massacre.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the Copper Country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, where the miners are having that big Christmas ball. Take you in a door and up a high stairs, and singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you'll see, and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. You ask about work and you ask about pay, and they'll tell you they make less than $1 a day, working their copper claims and risking their lives. It's fun to spend a Christmas with the children in white. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you've got to keep quiet to hear all this fun. You would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. Copper boss thugs stick their heads in the door, and one of them yelled and screamed, "There's a fire!" A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it was only a few. It's just the scabs and the thugs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, and the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, about 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs had laughed at their murderous joke, and the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to that tree. The scabs outside still left a dare spree, and the children that died there were 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Smoke everywhere. Take my glasses off and I rub my eyes. I know you really can't be there. I used to be immune to the Monday morning blues. It started well, but now it's just not like it was before. These days it sinks me just like anybody else. I can't say that my heart is in this anymore. There's someone watching over my shoulder. Their science leaves me cold and staring. Could get tripped up any minute now, but I struggle to find myself caring. I used to be immune to the Monday morning blues. It started well, but now it's just not like it was before. These days it sinks me just like anybody else. I can't say that my heart in this anymore. time now. Things could suddenly go haywire. It's not a walk in the park, you know. And a treadmill famously goes nowhere. I used to be immune to the Monday morning blues. It started well, but now it's just not like it was before. These days it sinks me just like anybody else. I can't say that my heart is in this anymore. My mind is up there in the cirrus, far away, feeling blue. I'm treading water, I'm touch and go. Only feel okay when there's not a lot to do. I used to be immune to the Monday morning blues. It started well, but now it's just not like it was before. These days it sinks me just like anybody else. That my heart isn't this anymore.
The absolutely brilliant singing and songwriting there of Mr. Mark Block with the song Monday Morning Blues from his 2013 album The Hawthorn Spring. And before that you heard Arlo Guthrie with his father's song 1913 Massacre. Now if you're interested in seeing Arlo Guthrie live, I know he is coming into the New England area in short little chunks over the next month. On the 2nd of October, you can find him in Rutland, Vermont at the Paramount Theatre. And then he'll be at the Burlington, in Burlington, Vermont, at the Flynn Centre of the Performing Arts. And then in Keene, New Hampshire, at the Colonial Theatre on the 5th of October, doing his Alice's Restaurant Back by Popular Demand tour, along with Sarah Lee Guthrie as well. So go and check him out. I haven't yet seen Arlo Guthrie live, so maybe I'll try and get myself out to see one of those shows. Now, I'm going to move back to a little bit more of that work theme and union song themes. And we're going to go to a song written in the late 1940s, early 1950s, by great songwriter Les Rice. And this particular version is actually from Scottish folk band Lau. And it's a song, even though it was written in the late 1940s, early 50s, it still rings completely true today, the song. So, yeah, have a listen to this. This is Lau with Les Rice's song, The Banks of Marble.
Shining shore, it really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the seaman standing idly by the shore. I heard his bosses saying, "There's no work for you no more."
go. Banks of Marble there by Lau. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And another one of those brilliant moments of live music. I just love those live music albums. Talking of live, you are currently listening live to the Folk and Acoustic Show with me, Alex, coming here on WMFO 91.5 Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing or you missed the start of the show, you can, as with all of the shows here on WMFO Medford, you can listen again. You can catch up for up to 2 weeks, and you can head to WMFO.org and head to the schedule page and click on the desired show, and that will bring you to the archives page where you can click through and see playlists from all my shows I've done so far and listen to the last couple of weeks again. And you can even download and listen again as well. And you can also head over to facebook.com/folkacoustic show, where you can communicate with me, say hello, send in your requests, and also follow the links to the listen again. Now, over to Pete Seeger.
This song was written by Mill Lampell, Lee Hayes, and yours truly, Peter Seeger, in the spring of 1941. That was the year that Henry Ford was being organized into the CIO. And Woody Guthrie had taught the three of us the old talking blues. You know, if you want to get to heaven, let me tell you what to do. Got to grease your feet in a little mutton stew. And I think Mill, it was, thought of paraphrasing that. And Lee added a verse, and I added a verse. And suddenly we had the song almost completed, except that we hadn't found any solution. All we'd done is add up the problems, that we hadn't found how to solve any of them. And about a month went by, and one day I was sitting up on the roof and realized that there was only one solution to it, the old one to stick together. So I made two verses to end it off, none of them rhymed, and that's how the song Talking Union was born. Now you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. Got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, won't be long. You got shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take your kids to the seashore. Cause it ain't quite that simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then, boys. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. Pass out a leaflet, call a meeting, talk it over. Speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Cause the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool. But you can always tell a stool, though, that's a fact. He's got a yellow streak running down his back. He doesn't have to stool, you know. He'll always make a good living on what he takes out of blind men's cups. Well, you got a union now. You're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen if one guy squawks, but he's got to listen if the union talks. He'd better. He'll be mighty lonely one of these days. Suppose he's working you so hard, it's just outrageous, paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, thinks he's got your union licked. He looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair. Slave driver. Betty beats his own wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard, tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting, hit you on the head, call every one of you a goddamn red, young patriotic. Moscow agents, bomb throwers, even the kids. Well, out in Detroit, here's what they found. Down in Pittsburgh, here's what they found. Down in Bethlehem, here's what they found. Out in Frisco, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, if you don't let race hatred break you up, if you don't let vigilantes break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
a great version there of the brilliant British Union song there, A Miner's Life, by the brilliant Solas from their album The Hour Before Dawn. Right, we'll be back with some more music right after this.
Hey everybody, Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. Think before you drink. Designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I think most of musicians I know have what we call an albatross. And this is my albatross. I wrote it years and years ago. And now people want me to sing it over and over again, and so I do it. It hangs around my neck, and thank goodness it's not stinking yet. It's got lots of words. It's called, I'm Gonna Be an Engineer. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. It's gonna be too high. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said, oh, they did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo. That's what you do to be a lady now. Well, when I went to school, I learned to write and how to read, some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl is sure to need, to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mom, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I began again. Then happy at my turret lay the year or so. And then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you got to mind the babies. Remember, you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, mend the socks, sweep a floor or two. Holding up the potty when the baby wants to poo. I was gonna be an engineer. You know, I really wish that I could be a lady. I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay. You get your cook and your nurse, for better or worse. You don't need your purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. You know you only got the job, cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bit you're tart, you're nothing but heart, shallow and vain. You got no brain, you even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listen to my mother and I join a type and pool. I listen to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
Thank you.
the absolutely beautiful sounds there of Nicola Beasley with a track from her brand new, earlier this year, a solo EP called Echoes, and that was a track called Field House. And that EP explores the lines between the brass band tradition of the northwest of England and the traditional folk tradition, and you just got to admit that is utterly beautiful. Now, at the beginning of the show, I promised you a brand new track from Jim Moray. On the 4th of October, he will be releasing his 7th solo album called The Outlander. And I'm lucky enough to have my hands on a copy of that album. And it is absolutely marvellous, featuring lots of wonderful guests, including Sam Sweeney, Josiane Clarke, Matt Downer, Tom Moore, Nick Hart, Jack Rutter, Susie Gage, and Rory Scammell. An absolutely incredible lineup. And I thought I'd play you a track from that album now. And, you know, one of the things we do on holidays here in America is sit down in the sun and drink beer. But currently it is raining outside, so we're not really sitting outside and drinking a nice beer. But I thought I'd give you a song themed on beer. And at first glance, this song might seem like a song of horrible murder, but really, it's all about the beer making process. From Jim Moray's brand new album coming out next month, this is John Barleycorn. We'll do that again, because technology is a lovely thing. As if nothing really happened, here is Jim Moray with a track from his latest album, his new album coming out next month. Here is John Barleycorn.
There were two brothers on yonder hill, as it might be you or I. And between these brothers there rose a dispute, John Barleycorn should die. John Barleycorn should die. So they buried him on yonder hill, and they threw soil over his head. And there he lay a considerable time, till they thought he was almost dead. They thought he was almost dead. And he lay till springtime of the year, till the weather was pleasant and mild. And then Sir Johnny, he raised up his head, and he didn't know what the
Jim Murray there with a track from his new album, John Barleycorn. Now, there is a super exciting gig coming up this Wednesday at Club Passim. The Mays, who are a multi-award-winning Melbourne-based trio, based out of Australia, are coming to visit the US and are currently on a US tour. And they're lucky enough to be stopping by Club Passim in Harvard Square in Cambridge. And there are two sisters, Maggie and Elsie Rigby, and they write and perform some absolutely brilliant material. And they've performed all across the world, including in Woodford and Port Fairy Folk Festivals in Australia. They've played the Edmonton and Vancouver Folk Festivals in Canada. And in the UK, they've performed at Cambridge Folk Festival and Celtic Connections, to name but a few. And they're currently on a world tour. They're heading to the UK very soon, but they are stopping by Club Passim on Wednesday, and I thought I'd give you a little taste of what you might hear that night, and I may well be trying to get along as well there, so I might see you there. But from their latest album, this is The Mays with Get Your Act Together.
Spend a little time in my own company. Baby, I really don't mind about the weather. I'm not nearly as light as a feather. This was never about me. This was never about me. I think you never will understand the thrill you get from telling someone exactly how.
There would get your act together, and I reckon you should all get your act together and go to Club Passim on Wednesday. There you go, a cheesy DJ link for you. Right, that is pretty much the end of my show this week. Thank you for joining me once more, and hope you all have a lovely rest of your Labor Day. And to finish, I thought I'd give you some Bellowhead from their Farewell tour. This is another live track. I played a load of live tracks today because I've been really in that mood to really capturing live music. And I thought I'd leave you with this. In this current climate, and this climate in the UK and the US at the moment, it's a really good idea to stick together and come together in union and stand up for what you believe in. So I'll finish with this. It's Let Union Be by Bellahead. I'll see you again the same time next week. Cheery bye, my darlings.
Come, lads, let us be jolly. Drive away the melancholy. For to grieve the tears of folly when we're met together. A different story. In our cups we'll sing in glory when we're met together. Let union be in all our hearts. Let all our hearts be joined as one. We'll end the day as we begun. We'll end it all in pleasure. Smoking a pipe in there's no harm in. All these things we'll take delight in when we're met together. See, she quarreling and fighting, evil speaking and backbiting. All these things take no delight in when we're met together. Let union be.
We'll end it all in pleasure.